Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as we do, because we can, I like to a couple of times, when I can, as often as I can, get with the biggest writer of the biggest website of its type on the planet today. And that is Amoland is the big website, and the most prolific writer there is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, sir. You've got an interesting article about coyote depredation and control by rifle fire, which coyotes, they're everywhere, aren't they?
They are. They've spread all across the United States. They used to be limited to states that were west of the Mississippi. But over the last 50 years, they have spread to every state except, I think, Hawaii. I don't think there are any coyotes in Hawaii. But every other state now has them. They're prolific. And genetically, they're not a huge difference from wolves. They're just smaller. In the earlier years, a lot of people would just call coyotes brush wolves because they were basically just small wolves and quite a bit smaller, maybe half the size or less of a normal wolf. And when we got rid of wolves, what started happening is that coyotes started moving into niches, ecological niches, we might say, that were created partly by the absence of wolves. And, they moved all over the country, and they're found much more in farmland, and they've moved into urban areas, and they're just prolific. And if you don't work at controlling the populations, they just keep going up as long as they can get something to eat. So, yes, they're all over now.
They're in metropolitan areas, aren't they, to a certain degree?
Oh, yes, they are. They do. And what we see in urban areas is that they – first off, they're generally not shot because we don't allow indiscriminate shooting inside urban areas. And so their major enemy in urban areas is probably the automobile. But they learn pretty fast to avoid busy streets, and they find ways to get around them. You know, they cross when they're not busy. They go in culverts and in storm drains and things like that. They find greenways where they can travel. They're very adaptable, and they produce a litter of pups about every year or so, and the litters are often, you know, 4 to 8 or 10 pups. So they can build up populations very rapidly. And in this case that I wrote about, which was up in Washington State, it was on some acreage. I don't know the exact acreage, but I interviewed the person that was intimately involved in this for, well, probably about an hour. And I came to know of the situation because he had commented on a story about coyotes that he had to shoot quite a few of them in order to protect his livestock. And that sounded interesting, so I was able to contact him, and then he gave me the story. And in Washington State, now he did not say this, but it's inferred, he and his wife apparently retired to some acreage that was near the Hood Canal. And they started raising chickens and sheep, and everything was going well, but they started having problems with coyotes. The coyotes would show up, and they killed some of their stock and eating it. And there was, at the back of one of their pastures, was this, in out west we call them washes, but in the military we call them intermittent streams, or you might call them a ravine. And it was at the back of one of their pastures, and it was like a coyote highway, because it provided cover, and it's low enough that you would generally not see them, and it was an easy way for them to travel. So their problem with coyotes started getting worse, and they got a McNab dog, which is a type of a herding dog, and it was developed in California, very, very loyal, very territorial dog, and they are very good at chasing off predators, particularly coyotes. And he was very efficient at it, but the coyote population just kept on growing and growing. There was a nearby marina where the coyotes would obtain food, probably fish, you know, maybe fish guts, maybe some people at the marina would see a coyote and toss him a lunch or something like that. And then in the areas nearby, suburbia was building up, and there were more housing. And then this is a big source of food for coyotes. They learned to predate, especially on cats and small dogs. And if these animals are out running loose, coyotes will grab them and eat them. And that's a steady source of food for them, so their populations increase more. And so these coyotes were taking, on average, a few years ago, about a chicken or two a week. Now, you can't sustain that when you're a small acreage. You know, you might have a couple dozen chickens. Well, if you're losing two chickens a week, they're all gone in 10 or 15 weeks. And then you don't have any laying hens. You don't have any chickens. Now, I don't know how many chickens they had. In one picture, there's a couple dozen chickens. And they had sheep. And then my source said, we'll call him Grant, that the final straw was reached when he witnessed a pack of coyotes pull down and kill one of their oldest producing female sheep, call them a ewe. And his wife said, well, that's enough. Do what you have to do to protect our livestock. And the coyotes by that time had become so numerous that they would see them virtually every day. And at night they would hear numerous coyotes yipping and howling. And now, Grant was not a hunter. He did not have experience as a hunter. He wasn't raised as a hunter. But he was a shooter and a thinker, and so he formulated a plan to try to get rid of some coyotes. I think it was well executed. Now, nearby to their acreage, at least not more than a day's drive, was a hog slaughterhouse. And so when there's a slaughterhouse, sometimes, especially if it's not a big industrial one, you can get like a hog's head, literally the head of a pig, relatively inexpensively. And so he got one, and he attached, very sturdily attached, a steel cable to this hog's head.
I tell you what.
So that it couldn't be.
Hold on there, because I know this is getting, is about to get good. So coming up on the first break, this article is at ammoland.com. This is, it got published today. It's at the top of the page. Go take a look at that. In addition to the other 2,100 plus other articles that are there just from Dean by himself that are there waiting for you as well. All of them entertaining, all of them informative, all worth your look. We will continue with Mr. Weingarten. When we get back, this is Lock and Load. Thank you. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten, we were talking about how to deal with coyotes and about an individual that has come up with a plan of action. And we were getting ready to hear the plan of action when I had to interrupt Mr. Weingarten. Tell me of this plan of action, if you would.
Well, he had obtained a pig's head from a nearby slaughterhouse, attached it to a steel cable, and then he hung it in this area, this wash or ravine at the back of one of his pastures, so that it was, I'm saying, about 4 feet off the ground, maybe a little more, so that the coyotes, if they wanted to get at, would have to make noise to get at it. And it was very sturdily attached, so they couldn't just easily drag it down. And it had been there about 4 days when on September 16th in 2019, he was working at home, and it was a Friday. And he heard coyotes yipping, so he grabbed his rifle, an AR-15 type 300 blackout pistol, not rifle, pistol, excuse me, had 7.5-inch barrel with a brace, and it was equipped with a Yankee Hill machine suppressor. It was, interestingly, he had it loaded with 125-grain supersonic ammunition. So it wasn't silent, but it was quite a bit muted over not having the suppressor. And the coyotes were about 100 yards from his house. So he said they were not particularly cautious. You know, they weren't watching real carefully, whatever. And he thought, as a comparison, if you've ever seen feral dogs, and they vary, of course, that they were about as cautious as a lot of feral dogs, you know, not super afraid of humans. So there was a sliding glass door onto his porch. So he slid that aside, got out onto the porch, and took up a position at a post rail, the porch, as a support. And there were three bigger coyotes and two smaller ones. So the bigger ones were jumping up and trying to rip the flesh off the pig's head. So he had a Romeo 5 red dot on his 300 blackout. And he got that dot on the biggest coyote and fired. And as soon as that coyote dropped, he put the sight on the second biggest coyote and fired. Down it went. And as the second dropped, he put the third largest coyote, sort of stuck his head up and looked what's going on. And he put the dot on him and fired. And three dead coyotes in probably less than 3 seconds. And the two other coyotes were gone. He couldn't see them after that. So he immediately retrieved the bodies. He covered the blood spore that was in this wash with lime, and then he covered the lime with soil. Well, Grant has two older grandsons. They're 28. So at the time, they were 28 and 30, Garrett and Chris. And they had AR-15 type rifles, but theirs were in 223 or 5.56. And they didn't have suppressors. One of their rifles was equipped with a Holosun red dot sight, and the other had a Vortex green red dot. Now, these, you know, those reflex type sights are very popular because they allow quick shooting, and they're much easier to use, in my opinion, than open sights once you get used to them. So they said, hey, we'll help you out with this. We're going to volunteer. So they thought about it. And then the three of them installed a battery-operated motion detector-activated light at the base. And they put up a Cabela's trail camera as well. They were gathering intelligence about when the coyotes might appear and what their habits were. So the coyotes came back at about 2 a.m. 2 days later. And there were at least four of them. And the light and camera caught that they were there, but there wasn't anybody around standing guard. So after this, the grandsons volunteered to stand shifts to watch at night. The following night was a Tuesday. The coyotes did not show up at 2 a.m. They showed up at 4 a.m. Garrett was standing watch with his AR-15 type rifle. A 16-inch barrel and chambered in 5.56, had optical sight, as I mentioned. He shot two coyotes before the others took flight. And then one coyote, who had a higher dose of curiosity than was healthy, came back. And Garrett shot a third coyote that night. So he got three very quickly. Now, 2 days after that, by this time, the pig's head that was hanging from the steel cable was getting pretty ripe. And so they were out working on fencing. Garrett and Chris and Grant were all working on fencing. And they heard coyotes. So Garrett and Chris grabbed their rifles. Garrett ran to the back porch where Grant had shot the coyotes previously. Chris ran to the edge of the barn where when he's crouching down, he could see into the area where the coyotes were. And there were about seven coyotes there. And Chris shot two, and Garrett got two. And then they retrieved the bodies and did the same thing with the lime and the soil over the blood. Distance was about 100 yards, and these coyotes were mid-sized, smaller. And then finally, a few days later, the light went on at about 1 o'clock in the morning. And Grant was able to get up and get a, he called it a lucky shot for this 300 AAC, and took out the 11th coyote. And that was the last coyote they shot at that situation, and they didn't lose any more stock for over a year and a half. And that's the only timing we have, because a year and a half later, a tragic incident happened that I won't go into detail on, and basically they sold the place and moved away for reasons not connected with coyotes at all.
Right.
And I had some opinion I put with this article where I said, you know, if you look back in history, people have all kinds of examples where they opine about circumstances.
Hold the opinion until we get back, coming up on the next break.
Very good.
This article is the at the very top of the page right now at Ammoland.com, if you were to go looking for it. As are many of his articles. He's the most prolific writer there. He also has another 2,100-plus other articles waiting for you right now at Ammoland.com, that being Dean Weingarten. If you want to see them and you find one of his articles, just click on his name, and it'll take you to the archive of everything he's got up there, and you'd be surprised how far back that goes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. President Biden visiting New York City today to announce a massive rail project being paid for by his bipartisan infrastructure law.
It's the beginning of finally constructing a 21st century rail system that's long, long overdue in this country.
The $300 million grant going to the Gateway Hudson Tunnel project, which has been stalled for years. According to some new reports, the FBI searched the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C. in mid-November after there was an initial discovery of classified documents. The FBI searched the location after Biden's lawyers found several classified materials on November 2nd. No search warrant was involved. It's not known if any additional documents were taken. Well, where do you turn for financial advice? If you're like 80% of millennials and Gen Zers, social media. New survey by Forbes Advisor shows that millennials tend to get their financial advice from Reddit, while Gen Zers turn to YouTube. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and we were just talking about a coyote thing, and we were getting to the opinion part. What were you saying, sir?
Well, what I'm saying is that throughout history, there's a lot of people that opine about circumstances they are not really familiar with. You know, if you were living in the late Roman Empire, you might opine about China or India, but you really don't know that much about it. And throughout history, there have been people who have opined about people living in less technologically advanced situations than they are in. And generally, it's a form of the grass is greener, you know, that someplace else is better than I have it here. And those, they may know little of the idea of nature as it's practiced. And today, there's a lot of people that are captivated by this idea of nature, but they experience it through the lens of advanced technology. And they often say that nature is better than not natural, whatever not natural is, which usually means anything associated with man. And so people, you know, you might have researchers that are using modern clothing and sleeping in modern sleeping bags and helicoptering into remote areas and eating freeze-dried food. And then when they're done, they go back out to their hot showers and movie theaters. Well, that's getting to be an oxymoron. Internet, shall we say. And they get all the benefits of civilization. And then they think, well, but it was so much better out there when there weren't any other people around. But the fact is that people who have to live with predators have a much higher, have much lower opinion of predators than those who constantly need to guard it. I think I got that reversed. If you have to live with predators, you don't have a very high opinion of the predators. If you don't have to live with them, your opinion can be much harder because you don't have to deal with their predation. And it's this modern myth that tribes, that, which were less technologically advanced, loved to have big predators around. No, they did not consider grizzly bears their brother. They didn't consider wolves as something they wanted two or three packs surrounding their villages because the big predators were always a danger in that either they drove off or killed off game that they wanted to utilize themselves, or they were a direct danger to themselves and their children. So they respected big predators, but they didn't want to have a lot of them around. And we just don't. People think there is a balance in nature, that predators balance prey populations, but they don't. We found that's not true. With prey and predators, you tend to get a crash and a boom of populations. One population will crash, then there won't be many predators, and the prey population zooms up, then the predators start breeding up, and then the prey population crashes, then the predator population crashes. And we find that humans can manage those boom-bust cycles so that they're more level. You get a more constant, reasonable population of prey and predators. But we have to do it if we're going to do it. It's when people claim that humans should not do anything that we start having difficulties. At least that's what we see in the modern era. You do nothing and there's many instances where populations of particularly prey animals just zoom, destroy the habitat, crash, die off, and then there is no more prey population for many years for everybody. And so we just have to acknowledge that it's our job to manage the natural world. That's my opinion.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get a kick out of some of these guys that are out there, some of these naturalists that talk some of this stuff, simply because they talk about animals that go extinct. Well, hasn't it been that 99.9% of all the species of all time have all gone extinct at some point? And in some cases, we're much better off for them being extinct.
Well, yeah, I don't think I'd want a bunch of T-Rexes roaming around today or Velociraptors.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at those movies. They're probably maybe a little overdone, but would you really want Velociraptors running around? For that matter, I don't want a bunch of leopards running around North America. They're hard to get rid of, and they're pretty crafty animals.
Right. So, I mean, I get exactly what you're saying about the balance and everything else, but while we've got the time to do it, let's shift over and let's go talk about this polar bear incident in Alaska. I mean, when did this occur?
It was fairly recent. I think it happened on January 17th and of this year, 2023, and it happened in Wales, Alaska, which is a small village. I think there's about 150 people in this village, and it's on the far east coast of Alaska, almost reaching all the way to Russia. Russia is only about 50 miles away across the Bering Strait. And it's January in Alaska. The weather is horrible. Now, it probably wasn't that horribly cold because they are right on the coast and the ocean tends to moderate the temperature somewhat even in wintertime. But they had winds at a nearby weather station were gusting to 50 miles an hour. 50 miles an hour is an extremely strong wind. Now, it's not a hurricane, it's not a tornado, but 50 miles an hour is very strong. And it makes it difficult to walk easily, and you have extreme reductions in visibility when there's blowing snow involved. And at times they were getting near whiteout conditions there. And a polar bear shows up in the village at about 2:30 p.m. That's right in the middle. There's about a five-hour slot at that time of year, at that latitude for daylight in Alaska. And it was right in the middle of that five-hour slot that the polar showed up. And it started chasing people. This is not a good thing. And so students and adults rushed into the school to get away from the polar bear. And it was reported that they just barely got the door shut before the polar bear was in there with them. And that would have been bad. But it wasn't so good for the victim and her son, who was also killed, a 24-year-old young woman, Summer Mynick, and her one-year-old son, Clyde. And they were killed by the polar bear just outside the school door. Now, later on, it was said that she was traveling between a clinic and the school, but it makes you wonder how far from the school she was when they closed the doors, because people inside the school were calling people to say, hey, there's a polar bear, we got to do something about it, trying to get the message up.
Hang on right there, if you will. We're coming up on the last break. We'll hear the conclusion of this sad story. This also is at ammoland.com, like 2,100 other plus other articles that Dean has out there waiting for you right now today. All of these are timeless. All of these are still, they mean something today. And that's a unique thing. This is not like breaking news. This is stuff you can learn lessons from. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we were just hearing about this polar bear incident in Alaska that took place about 2 weeks ago. And it's sort of horrific. A 24-year-old mother and a 1-year-old child.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. And it really affected the village. I mean, the reports I've read is that the village was in a significant state of grief, as you might imagine. Everyone knows everyone else in a village of 150 people. And I'm sure there's a lot of people thinking, what could I have done? What could I have done differently? Did I do the wrong thing? Personally, looking at it from a relatively disinterested outsider, I think they did the right thing by getting in and closing up the school. Because if the bear had gotten inside with them, polar bears, often kill just for killing. I mean, they don't necessarily eat everything they kill. If there's prey available, they will continue to kill. And it would not have been that unreasonable for the bear to kill several people if it got inside the school. But it didn't. So that was positive. But this woman and her child was caught outside. She probably had no idea the polar bear was there until it was quite close, because the visibility was so bad. And she got caught outside without protection, and the polar bear caught and killed her and her young son. And it happened pretty rapidly because people in the school were trying to get a hold of people to say there was a polar bear. I don't know if they had cell phone service or what type of communication they had there. It's a small village. They may not have a telephone system that works. But they did get a hold of people, and somebody came with a firearm, and it was still, they said they killed it while it was attacking the pair. They may have already been dead. The young woman or her child may have been mortally wounded at the time, but they certainly could not save them. But they did shoot and kill the polar bear. Now, much of the coverage of this event was saying, trying to tie this to climate change. And you just don't generally see, it's unusual at that time of year, in the middle of winter, to see a polar bear in that location. And what many scientists have tried to do, which I think is not well said of them, they've tried to say, well,
when there's very little ice available, the polar bears are forced onto land, and that's when they have problems with people. But this was the middle of winter, and there's plenty of ice. So lack of ice was not the problem. And a scientist that I respect who studies the situation with polar bears quite a bit is Susan Crawford, and she has a website called polarbearscience.com. And she pretty well nails it, I think, when she says polar bear attacks in winter are almost always associated with a bear that has not been able to resume feeding in the fall. And then she says more bears and restricted hunting means more young bears, as well as old bears or sick ones, become food stressed because they can't compete with big, mature males. The mature males steal any seals that young bears are able to kill, and that makes the youngsters desperate for food. Same with old sick bears. But note what she said, an increase, more bears. And that's what we see. And she documents that the polar bear population in the region is thriving, and that the polar bears in that area and throughout most of polar bear range, if you look carefully, the polar bear populations are thriving and have grown significantly from their bottom level about 1976 to 80 or so, probably about 70. In 76, they were, hunting was severely restricted, basically eliminated. And since you don't have hunting and there's a food supply, you get a lot more bears. There are way more bears, polar bears, than there were in 1970. It's probably like about roughly double the population, but it's hard to know because somehow the researchers for the last 10 or so years are unwilling to release figures on how many polar bears there are. And the same researchers say, oh, well, the polar bear population is stressed because there's not enough ice, but it doesn't match up with the satellite pictures that show how much ice there are. And so since the ice has not got down, but the polar bear populations have continued to go up, at least that's what it appears, then they have reason not to release the figures because it would show that their predictions were not panning out. Now, in the United States, well, in Alaska, there have only been three fatal polar bear attacks that we can document. And two of those occurred in winter. So one was in December of 1990. And then there's the recent one. There was one person killed in that attack. And the recent one, the young mother and her child were killed this year. And then the one before that was in June of 1885. So we have four people killed in Alaska by polar bears that we can document. And two of those were just killed in January of this year. So we doubled the number of people killed by polar bears in Alaska in one day. And I've seen some people that are obviously polar bear advocates. And they say, well, polar bears aren't really dangerous because there's so few people killed by them. Well, if you're up in the Arctic, and most people are armed most of the time, and you can mostly see polar bears coming from ways off, when they start stalking and killing people, or before they kill people, they get shot and killed. And that's why you don't have more of them killing people in Alaska. And, of course, there's not a huge intersection between human populations in Alaska and polar bear populations. There are some, but there aren't many, and most of the people, when they're out where the polar bears are likely to be, are armed. And so the polar bears tend to lose those confrontations. Now, if you go to Russia and some other places, you seem to have more confrontations, and bears get killed pretty regularly over by Svalbard Island in Norway. Well, it's administered by Norway. It's sort of an international zone in many ways. But they don't allow people to go out
outside of the village without an adequate firearm for protection against polar bears. And in Wales, the little village on the, I guess it'd be the east, no, the western Alaskan coast, because it's, you know, it's still west. I don't think it's on the other side of the date line. No, it wouldn't be. So it would be the western Alaskan coast, not eastern. If you're on this little village way up there and polar bears haven't been a problem for many years, you don't routinely walk around the village with a rifle slung over your shoulder or a pistol on your hip. And so there wasn't anybody to immediately respond to the polar bear, and it killed a couple of people, and it's a very sad situation.
Well,
and by the way, as a scientist, climate change is not a scientific hypothesis because it can never be disproved. It can't be falsified. If nothing changes, climate change is coming. If it gets warmer, climate change. If it's colder, climate change.
Well, I mean,
it's always climate change.
Climate change, anthropogenic climate change is the one that I don't think exists.
Well, of course.
But anyway, you know what? Well, we can have that discussion on Friday, if you like. We've run out of time. This article is at the near the top of the page at ammoland.com as well. Go check it out, because Dean has a bunch of things waiting for you there. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, if you would be so kind, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.